This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. On this first day of the new year, maybe it's time for you to make a fresh start. Today is a good day to do just that. There are some things that can be corrected and salvaged from yesterday, from last year, but sometimes you simply have to cut your losses and start anew. Maybe you've heard about the guy that stormed into the newspaper office and said, "I want to see the guy in charge of obituaries." One of the clerks pointed to a rookie reporter and said, "Over there." Well, the guy marched over all agitated and said, "Young man, you printed my name in today's obituary column, and as you can see, I am as alive as you are. Now, I want you to do something about it. I want you to print a retraction in the paper tomorrow." Well, the young reporter looked at him and replied, "Well, sir, we don't print retractions in the obituary column, but let me tell you what I can do. I'll put you in tomorrow's birth column, and you can have a fresh start." Well, think of today as your fresh start. Now, I'm not going to give a long summarization of writing new goals to go along with your fresh start, although writing out your goals is a wonderful way to find your direction and motivation as you make a fresh start. But what I want to suggest for you today on this New Year's Day is to go to the source of all for your fresh start. I don't know what you've been through this past year or what faces you tomorrow or next week or next month. But I do know who can give you a fresh start in your life, no matter how you may be feeling today or how worried you are about tomorrow. Jesus called himself the bread of life. He is the bread of life. In a relationship with him, we find a fresh start every day. In John chapter 6, he said, "I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." You can have fresh bread today. You can fellowship with Jesus, the bread of life, every day. And you can start doing that today, this New Year's Day. You can begin that practice today. Just sit down, read the words of Jesus in the Bible, and take in the bread of life. Let him speak to you. The trouble with most of us is we feed on all the wrong things each day. The news on TV, the gossip at the office, the latest story, and the tabloids. And well, we get starved over a period of time for the truth. So make it a practice beginning today to sit quietly for just a little while, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, perhaps 20 minutes, maybe an hour if you can, but 5 minutes really listening to Jesus, really fellowshipping with him is better than an hour or the whole day simply going through the motions, just pretending. He is there in the Word, waiting for you to come and listen and start anew. I read about a Scotsman who was coming to America on one of those great ocean liners. He didn't have much money, so he decided to save on food by stocking up on crackers and cheese and fruit before he left. Well, the ship sailed, and he began to eat his meager meals. This went on for several days, but as the ship got closer to New York City, the crackers became more and more stale, the cheese started to get moldy, and the fruit was dry and tasteless. Finally, there was just nothing that was worth eating. The Scotsman decided he would go to the dining hall and have one last good meal before they docked in New York City. When he got to the dining hall, the maitre d' that met him said the meals cost him nothing. It was all covered in the purchase price of his ticket. Now, is that how you're living? Are you feeding on stale bread when the bread of life, Jesus Christ, is there for you every day? If there's one habit to incorporate into your life this new year, let this be it. Start your day, start your year, start your life with a fresh start by coming to Jesus and sitting at his feet and taking him in. And have a very happy new year. Then join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. Between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.